With Bookbeat, I'm Don Swaim. When writer and filmmaker Gay Corter was 10, she went to the commuter train station in suburban New York to meet her father.
My father got off the train, and I started to run towards my father. My father noticed somebody he was quite surprised to see. They clasped each other like long-lost friends.
Gay Corter's father called his old friend Raffy, a name that meant nothing to her, but...
What was shocking to me as a 10-year-old child was that this man called my father by a name other than my father's.
It later became apparent to Gay Corter that Raffy and her father were somehow connected to Israeli intelligence. So as an adult, Gay Corter loosely based Ellie, the hero of her novel Code Ezra, on her father's old friend. Ellie recruits three women as Israeli spies, one of whom betrays him. Gay Corter says every espionage agency in the world recruits women.
They have stayed in the background, which means they've kept their covers, which means they've been very, very successful. It's the ones that get caught that we tend to hear about.
As part of her research, Gay Corter learned to fly a plane.
I didn't know any other way to really describe what it would be like for a young girl to get in an airplane and learn to fly. I mean, I could make it up, but personally, I get aggravated when I read books where I have the sense that the writers made it up.
The title, Code Ezra, is a biblical reference, but something else. Someone sent Gay Corter an early book about Israeli intelligence.
And there was a picture of a group called the Poel Zion Group that included Ben-Gurion and some of these people in Europe before they immigrated to Israel. There was a picture, the caption said, the Ezra Group, which is said to be the beginnings of the Israeli Secret Service.
Gay Corter's spy thriller, Code Ezra, is now an NAL Signet paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.